Don King, Toby Moore, welcoming you back to the Thoroughbred Top 40 Countdown. And you can reach us on Twitter at T-Bred Top 40. T-Bred Top 40, please give us your thoughts and opinions, and we'll read some of them as we go along through the show. We are now going to pick up the rest of our Top 40 Countdown and start with number 15. Before we do that, our thanks to Hall of Famer Trey Stiles, who just finished with his 20th appearance. He was on with us the last segment to finish the NHC. Hard to believe somebody could be that good to do 20 appearances in the NHC as well as he's done.
20 appearances in the NHC. He did not make the money this year. I think he did all right in the consolation tournament on Sunday. They gave him a very nice plate, which he showed on his Twitter feed. And he's just a terrific guy. I've had the pleasure to work with Trey Stiles at Sam Houston when I was calling the races there for a weekend last spring. We did Sharpie Time, which is like their in-house preview show. A terrific guy, and I consider him a friend.
Good. Let's run down. We stopped at number 16, which was the oldest horse in the top 40, 10-year-old Desert Encounter from Ireland. So let's start at number 15, and we'll start with Fearless, a 6-year-old for Todd Pletcher and Ripoli Stable. 12 starts, 5 wins. He's finished in the top 3 10 of 12 times, and his last race was just recently on January 29th, finishing second at Gulfstream in the Fred Hooper Stakes.
Yeah, he was second in the Fred Hooper. He was the favorite. I thought that he was. I thought he was going to win. That's where my money was. But Speaker's Corner jumped out to that lead, and he got an unbelievable blow in the third quarter of the race, from the half mile pole to the quarter pole. Speaker's Corner shook off a 22-1 long shot. I think his name was Officiating. They covered the first half mile in 44, and if you know the run up at a one turn mile at Gulfstream, that 44 ain't no joke. And I think the three-quarter time was like 109 and change, so he kind of coasted, had plenty down the stretch, and Fearless just could not run him down. But I will give him this. That's a big jump for Fearless. He was number 39 going into the race. He goes to number 15. Speaker's Corner just missed the top 40. He was number 70. Going into the race, he scores at 7-5. He's at number 41.
Okay, and I think he might be one of your up and comers. We'll talk about that in a moment. Number 14, Altheka from Great Britain, has retired for Charles Appleby and Godolphin Stables, a 5-year-old female. At number 13, 4-year-old American Revolution for Todd Pletcher, the China Horse Club and Windstar Farm. That horse won the Cigar Mile, right? Back
yes,
in December.
Yes, another one turn mile. At the Big A in New York City. That's one of 4 Todd Pletcher horses that are in the top 20 this week, Don. We're not sure what's going to come of him. He's still relaxing someplace in an undisclosed secure location. he'll be in training soon. I know the plan is to have American Revolution racing in 2022. We're looking forward to it.
All right. Number 12 is Smooth Like Straight for Michael McCarthy, a West Coast horse.
Yes. So he won the Shoemaker Mile out at San Anita. That's another horse that is on a break from racing. This is sort of a weird time in horse racing. We don't have a lot of horses active, not even the top 40,
right.
But you have a lot of horses that are going to be ratcheting up. If you're liking us here in February, wait till July when we... When everything is popping around.
It'll be moving a lot. Smooth Like Straight, believe it or not, finished second in his last 3 races, but is 12th overall in the top 40 countdown. Number 11 is Regal Glory, who has traveled all over the country and done really well, a 6-year-old female.
Yeah, Regal Glory, she featured at Pegasus World Cup Day last Saturday at Gulfstream. She won the Filly and Mare Turf at a mile and 16th. It's a 4-5 favorite. It was an impressive performance. She spotted the field a little more than 8 lengths early and just gobbled up Alms and Shifty She. Shifty She was my horse at, he was like 8 or 9 to 1. I couldn't lay off of her. But she got blown away in deep stretch. Regal Glory won by 2.5. That's now 2 grade 1 wins in a row for Regal Glory. And I would imagine Chad Brown is probably pointing her to Belmont Day and the Just a Game Stakes. And there's another trainer red hot right now. 3 horses in the top 20, Don.
Yeah, Doug O'Neill has a horse in the top 10. Is Hot Rod Charlie drops a spot but a horse that's been very consistent over his four-year career, finished in fourth in the Breeders' Cup Classic. That was the last race he was in.
Yeah. Speaking of the Breeders' Cup Classic, he is he's a grandson of Awesome Again, who won the Breeders' Cup Classic for the Stronach Stable. He is a son of Oxbow, and while we're on the topic of Awesome Again has three grandsons in the top 15 from three different different sires. You got Painter, Oxbow, and Ghost Zapper. You probably know darn well who the Painter one is. He'll come up later in the countdown. Mm-hmm. You saw him running the feature at Gulfstream yesterday, or on Saturday. Hot Rod Charlie is also the winner of the Vox Populi Award.
Okay.
He is the most popular among sort of the horse of the people.
Gotcha.
That's pretty cool. Meanwhile, our boy Hot Rod Charlie, he is far, far away. He's in Dubai. He's getting ready for the Dubai World Cup. He's going to race tomorrow, Don, in the Al Maktoum Stakes. Flavian Pratt was a little busy here in the States, so William Buick, the famed Irish rider, I think, is going to ride Hot Rod Charlie in the prep, and we'll see Hot Rod Charlie in the Dubai World Cup at the end of May if all goes well.
Good. Number nine is a horse that jumped up a lot, Mandaloon.
Mandaloon, yes. He won the Louisiana Stakes last week over the horse we announced at number 19 in the last segment, Midnight Bourbon. These two, Don, have faced each other six times in their career.
Really?
You don't see that very often. I know that when I was a wee lad, it seemed like a Firmden Aladar,
right,
as 2 and 3 year olds must have faced each other at least 10 times. Mm-hmm. Easy Goer and Sunday Silence raced against each other 4 times. I recall there being a talk of a fifth one when they were 4 years old, going either a mile and an eighth or a mile and a quarter at Arlington Park. It was going to be huge, and it never quite happened.
Interesting. That's and he moved up 19 spots. Mandaloon at number 9. At number 8 is Flightline. Interesting horse out of Tappet for John Sadler.
Unbelievable horse. I don't know whether you saw him on opening day at Santa Anita when he ran in the Malibu, which was the last Grade 1 stake for 3-year-olds of the year. I can't put it into words what I saw. He blew them away.
Yeah, yeah.
I am hoping. I know he's going to run in March. He's going to run in the San Carlos at 7 furlongs on March the 5th. And all I can think of, Don, is wouldn't it be great if we could get Flightline and Life is Good.
That would be nice.
In the Metropolitan Handicap.
Yep.
And there's one more I was thinking I would like to see in there. Flightline, Mandaloon, Hot Rod Charlie.
Yep.
But I don't know if he would go a mile, even whether he's going to have any interest in going a mile when he gets back from Saudi or from Dubai.
It would be nice. How about American Revolution?
It could be, yeah. I think, in reality, American Revolution is probably a cut below Life is Good.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And Flightline is he's unbelievable.
Well, Flightline could give Life as Good his next challenge. That would be interesting to see what happens down the road with those two.
If they were boxers, you could put that on pay per view.
Yeah.
You close circuit TV like back in the day. I would pay money to see that race.
Exactly. Before we take a break and run down the top 7, this is the Thoroughbred Top 40 Countdown with Don King and Toby Moore. By the way, you can go to NorthAmericanClassRankings.com and look up the top 40. It's released each week. They rank, Toby, nearly 32,000 horses.
It is crazy, Don. And you're right. Every Wednesday morning, free of charge, the top 40 is released by Michael Cahill. If you're listening, Mike, thank you very much for allowing us to use your algorithm and the list spun from the algorithm. But here's how it works. If you're just joining us, didn't catch us in the first hour, NorthAmericanClassRankings.com is fueled by a proprietary algorithm from Michael Cahill. Every horse in North America that has at least 3 races and has raced in the last 6 months has a rating assigned to them. From the lowest $2,500 claimer to the horse that's number 1 in the countdown this week, they all get one. I've actually used this as a handicapping tool. It's easy to just point out the horses that don't belong using the ratings and the figures. It's better than coming up with class rankings on your own.
I feel like Casey Kasem doing the top 40 countdown each week, because they are going to change once we get closer into the spring and summer.
John, I've been fighting doing my Casey Kasem impersonation for an hour and a half now. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to have discipline. I'm going to have self-control. Earlier we were talking about Speaker's Corner, who's currently ranked number 41. He won the Fred Hooper, which is named after the famed Florida owner breeder who won the Kentucky Derby with Hoop Jr. in 1945. And I was thinking to myself, there have got to be some horses. If you peek under the top 40 and you got 32,000 plus to choose from,
right?
What do you see under the top 40 that you can see bubbling up to the surface? And if I can think of three off the top of my head, I don't doubt for a minute we're going to see up there.
Who you got?
All right, who do I got?
I know you like Speaker's Corner, number 41.
Yes, I do in fact like Speaker's Corner. There is another horse that is a mile of 16th horse, ranked number 59, named as Time Goes By.
Female?
Yes, she is a female. She is most famous for consistently beating a horse that is, her name is Moonlight Doro, who is sort of in the same position that another horse that I'm going to mention here in a second is. Moonlight Doro's biggest problem is she can't get past As Time Goes By, but she has been dominant in minor stakes races at a mile and 16th on the West Coast. As Time Goes By reminds me a lot of the horse that just checked in at number 137, at Stiletto Boy. Boy finished third behind Nick's Go and
Life Is Good.
And Life Is Good. Thank you. I hate when I have brain cramps when it's really going to clutch time like that. But Stiletto Boy finished third there, got $300,000, give or take. I think there's some of that purse got sent out to breeders, but you get the idea. And you got to win a $500,000 race to get a $300,000 payday.
Right.
And he has been doing this consistently in big races. I think Stiletto Boy is also third in the Breeders' Cup Classic. Nah, maybe he wasn't third. But he did pick up a check. All he does is pick up checks in big races and get his brains beat in by the best horses that are in training.
Right.
Since winning the Iowa Derby, and now he's still eligible for a non-winner to two, he's been beaten by Nick's Go, Medina Spirit, Flightline, and Life Is Good. And he had the third fastest Brisk speed figure last weekend, finishing third behind Nick's Go and Life Is Good in the Pegasus World Cup.
Very nice. We got a minute to go. A couple that I hope, this Corniche, a top three-year-old male, I think he is probably going to move up from number 77. Maybe Colonel Liam at number 80 looked really good.
Colonel Liam won the
One last week, right?
Turf.
She Shares the Devil. I'm surprised it's number 72. Maybe it'll move up. Jackie's Warrior at number 49. We've got 1 minute left. Let's quickly go over what you expect or the big races this weekend with the Holy Bull, the Withers, and the R.B. Lewis Stakes.
Well, let me go to the R.B. Lewis Stakes, even though it's the last one chronologically. I like Messier. Messier was my horse in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. I've been waiting for him to come back and see what we got. He couldn't race. He was a late scratch on race day. If we go to Aqueduct,
where the Withers will race on Saturday.
Yes, it will race on Saturday. It's fairly late on the card. That's a loaded card. The Toboggan is the third race on the card, and yeah, the Withers are two graded stakes there at the Big A. Your morning line favorite is a horse called Early Voting. Early Voting is I never count Chad Brown out, and I'm dying to see what the first crop of gun runners as 3 year olds do. Mm-hmm. At Gulfstream, we have you've got the Holy Bull Stakes. Mo Donegal from the Donegal Farm. I always like to see what they bring out there because they. They buy with intent. They're bent on winning classics.
Exactly. And then Sunday, the Lewis Stakes in Santa Anita. Yeah. Again, you can reach us at Twitter, TBreadTop40. And when we come back to wrap up our show, we'll go over the top seven and see how Life Is Good has done against Nick's Go and what the change is, because there is a change at the top. And we'll continue here in just a moment on the Horse Racing Radio Network.
Stick around, folks.